Whether it be tofu sausages, mushroom burgers, or dairy-free ice cream, the market for non-animal products is huge. But is there an appetite for lab-grown meat? Well, apparently not for those aged between 18 and 25. A new study by the University of Sydney and Curtin University has found more than 70% of Generation Z participants don't want to go near the stuff. That's despite this generation arguably being one of the most active on issues of environmental activism and animal welfare issues. Dr. Diana Bogeva is from the School of Chemical and Biomolecular Engineering at the University of Sydney and joins us this afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for your invitation.
I just want to clarify here, you don't have any affiliation, do you, whatsoever with lab-grown meat products, do you?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. I don't.
Why did you focus on this age group?
First of all, I'm a social scientist, and Gen Z is actually a very interesting and still understudied cohort we all have to pay a close attention to. In the last 3 years, I've been following them with my colleague from Curtin University, Professor Dora Marinova, in several researches related to their attitudes to plant-based alternatives, insects, and now toward cultured meat. To put it into perspective, actually Gen Z, for your listener, they're born between 1995 and 2010. They're actually the demographic generation following the millennials and preceding the latest generation, Gen Alpha. They're simply essential to be researched because of their size. Currently, they represent around 20% of the Australian population, or these are 5 million young people, and 30% of the world population, or these are 2 billion people. They're different from the previous generation, firstly, because they're the most technologically advanced generation. They started sliding screens before they even walked. They grew up with digital technology, internet, social media. There are no barriers to them to obtain any information, to make a connection between each other, no matter where in the world they are situated. They are the future economic decision-making, political, social change driving force. They are like very, very interesting to be researched. These newly emerging world power consumers' attitude is still under research, as I said, particularly when concerning about novel food technologies,
okay,
like cultured meat.
So you surveyed 227 young people. What did they tell you about this? What kind of questions did you ask them? What did they say about this kind of meat?
So we asked them different questions, predominantly related to their attitudes and their opinion about cultured meat. Are they like to eat it? What are their perceptions about it? What associations they do when they hear the word cultured meat even? So basically, we found different concerns that actually needs to be highlighted as a result of our research. One of them was anticipated taste, the feel of disgust, a revulsion of the in vitro meat, which is actually a feeling experienced by a vast majority of the research participants. You know, this is an experience related usually to when you're exposed to novel food, something unfamiliar like cultured meat is. But cultured meat is not available on the market to be tried, tasted, touched, closely seen. And so just the thoughts are provoking this notion of unpleasant feeling of disgust, as I said. Other concerns which we found in our research and raised by the participants were the health and safety of the product of the cultured meat. Is it safe enough to be consumed? And is there is not going to be some side effect later on the track? As well, there were some societal consideration related to whether we need to accept to consume cultured meat or whether it is more sustainable and viable option to produce. There were other social cultural aspect, if I can name masculinity and animal meat being an Australian pride, which were also among the fundings. Interestingly, both masculinity and the pride of the Australian meat were complementing each other against the cultured meat acceptance, simply because to follow the masculinity trait, you have to be able to rip the meat from the bone like real men do. And actually, when being produced in a lab, in the environment, is not something that you can rip from the bone. And also, when you have such an abundance of one of the best meats produced in the world, Australia should be proud of why you should eat meat. Other concerns that we found in our research was the animal themselves and their dignity in particular. Cultured meat can be seen by some as a way to avoid animal suffering, because animal is not going to be killed to be eaten, but other worries about using animal cells for growing meat in the lab as an unethical form, because they don't have the permission of the cow, which is very typical for Generation Z, who are very pretty much actually animal welfare oriented.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating survey that you've done. Thank you so much for your time, Deanna. That's Dr. Deanna Borgeva from the School of Chemical and Biomolecular Engineering at the University of Sydney.